It is your Wednesday morning buzz. Chad and Jenny hanging out with you, and we've got some guests in studio this morning. We have in studio with us, pull up my notes here, make sure I get the right names. I believe Autumn Steiner, Gaia Smith, Tate Ketchum, and Grace Collins. Good morning, everyone. How are you?
Good. I'm doing well.
Now we broke the ice. Now the nerves are gone, right?
Sure.
Now, see, this is easier, I think, than being on stage, because on stage you're in front of people. Here, you're not in front of people.
That's what is nervous for me.
You'd rather be out in front of people?
Yes.
Really? Okay, that shocks me.
You can't see them when the lights are in your eyes.
Valid point. I'll give you that one. That's true. That is true. All right, so you're probably wondering what this crew is doing in studio with us this morning. Well, Peter Pan Jr. is coming up this weekend, part of Hardin County Players, and it's going to be the 24th and 25th. On the 24th at 7 p.m., the 25th at 5 p.m. Peter Pan Jr., can't go wrong with this. But let's start with Autumn. Autumn, you are in 7th grade, and what's your part in Peter Pan?
I do backstage work. And that includes making some sets and doing a lot of prop design.
Okay. Anything else that you do behind the scenes besides that? Do you help with any costuming, helping any changes, anything like that?
Yeah, I help with some costume parts. I've made a lot of the props, and then I've helped with most of all the sets.
Okay. So what would be your favorite prop that you've created?
Probably the arrows. Some arrows in the play.
All right.
Yeah, I've had made the
that way when our listeners come to watch, then they know what prop to look for that you designed and created that's your favorite. So that's always a fun thing to do. Gaia, you are going into 8th grade. What's your character?
I play Mrs. Darling.
All right. What's your favorite part about playing Miss Darling?
I get to have 3 kids, even though they're not actually my kids.
So are you enjoying doing the practice?
Yes, I love practice.
Okay. And then Tate, you're going in 8th grade as well. What's your character?
My character is Captain Hook.
All right. And what would be your favorite part about Captain Hook?
Striking fear into Smee.
All right, that works. So let me ask you this, Tate. What would be your favorite overall part of the show so far?
Probably the fight scene at the end.
Okay, and can you reveal who you're fighting, or you want to keep that a tease?
I am fighting Peter Pan, who is played by Isaac Blevins.
Okay, all right. Gaia, what's your favorite overall part of Peter Pan Jr.?
That it makes a lot of kids like me now that I'm their mom.
That's a good answer. How about you, Autumn? What's your favorite part of the whole?
Probably getting to see everything come together with all the props and the sets.
Okay. So let's ask practice. How long has practice been going on? How often do you guys practice? Gaia, you want to tell us?
We practice every day of the week, including Saturday, but not Sunday.
Okay. How many hours would you practice, would you say, Tate?
We would practice 4 hours from 5 to 9 at night, so it doesn't conflict as much.
Okay. And then, Autumn, is there a lot of... How much work are you doing with practice? Has it been long? Has it been strenuous? I mean, especially doing the backstage stuff. I mean, you don't have just a part you're waiting on. You're backstage, like, constantly doing stuff. How is that going for you?
Yes, it's a lot of work. You have to do lots of painting and lots of building things. And also it's hot, but it is fun.
That's true. And it's probably been hot at practice because you guys are at the Kent Middle School, correct? And we all know there's no air conditioning there. And it's been a hot few days and weeks. So you've
only
got that
a few more years.
That's right. That's right. Grace Collins is with us. Grace, you are the one directing the cast and crew. Tell us about so far with practice and how things are going overall.
So I did theater camp when I was little, and I'm just recently graduated, so this is my first opportunity to be, like, in such a big leadership role. Mm-hmm. I'm working with Rebecca Browning and Katie Ketchum, who are keeping my head screwed on, because I would describe my leadership style as kind of spontaneous, and they're more planned, and if we didn't have the planners, things would not get done as they should be. So it's been so much fun to work with the kids in choreography, music, acting. I want to be a teacher, and that's what I'm going to college for. So I get to practice teaching before I actually get educated on how to teach people. But I love spending time with them, and I don't even think of them as, like, my students in a way. I think of them as, like, my little friends.
Well, cool. All right. Yeah. So let's get an honest perspective from a director's standpoint of you. How's practice been? That's the question I'm looking for. How has practice went so far with this cast and crew?
Kind of chaotic. However, yesterday we went through the whole show, and we finished the whole show. Like, from start to finish, went through the whole thing. It always comes together. It will come together. But they've been working so hard, so many hours, and all of our teenagers that are helping and our other adults have put in so many hours to make sure this production happens to the best that it can. But we got to see a glimpse of what it's going to be, and it is going to be really good.
Well, good, good. And that happens this weekend. And what would be your favorite part of Peter Pan Jr. so far?
The songs. It's only an hour musical, but there's like 16 songs, so most of it is singing. But they are so cute when they dance. It is so adorable, and they're so good at it. So, yeah.
All right. Well, I thank you guys for coming by. Let's remind everybody, Autumn, when are your show dates?
June 24th at 7 and June 25th at 5.
All right. Gaia, how much are tickets? Do you know?
$10.
Okay, for adults and...
Yeah, and for students, they are free.
And for students, they are free. And where's everything happening at, Tate?
Everything is happening at Kenton Middle School.
All right. And you guys know what? You know what they say in theater? They say break a leg. So you never say the other word. So break a leg this weekend, and have a great show.
Thank you.
All right. Thanks for coming in. Make sure you check out Peter Pan Jr. with the Hardin County Players. Happens this weekend at Kenton Middle School, June 24th at 7 p.m., June 25th at 5. Tickets are available at the door for $10. Students are free. All right. We've got more of your Morning Buzz coming up. Stay tuned. WKTN.